Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we'll go back and look at the number, you know, the calls, and we sent some number 5-man rushes. We had a couple 6-man rushes. We got to get better pass rush. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, to your point, you know, that's not going to be good enough ever. So we got to figure it out. We got to have an answer for that.
Oh, we don't have that. We can't pair that with nobody appreciates pass rush as much as we do.
There you go. Anyway. That was Harbs.
That's talking sunglasses about the kid.
Yeah. Well, no, that's
no, the sunglasses kid is nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody appreciates pass rush as much
as
we do.
Well, the Ravens have
won't pay for it.
The Ravens have a pass rush issue, and they did not get close to Jared Goff on Monday night, and now they got the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes on Sunday, and what are they going to do for a pass rush there, Jason?
Hope and pray. Thoughts and prayers, fingers crossed. Look, we all had an assignment. Go scan the internets and see what's out there, and we'll get to the fruit of our labors in the next segment. But I'm spoiler alert, not much. You know, we'll see what they can do with the trade deadline. The cost is usually prohibitive, especially for pass rush. And you know how they love their picks because their picks are cheap. Their picks are free money. And they have to actually pay for pass rush, and they don't want to do it. I think they're in a lot of trouble. I think that they've been asking to be burned for a while now. And we've talked the last 2 years about their injury luck being pretty phenomenal. But that's probably not going to happen again. And if this is, in fact, the best roster in the NFL, as oh so many people told us it was, then that means it better have quality depth too, and it definitely better have quality depth for me at the blue ribbon positions, the most important positions in the NFL. And so we're talking quarterback, we're talking pass rush, we're talking D tackle, you know, we're talking left tackle. And there's several of those positions that we pointed out, boy, there doesn't seem to be much there at all, not even as much as last year or the year before because of retirements or defections or what have you. So there's a lot of football still to be played, and there's a lot of bad film available to see all the different ways you can puncture this defense. And now they're facing whatever we might think of this iteration of the Chiefs. And it's by no means an offensive juggernaut. It's still Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and it's still Arrowhead. And I think they're going to come out of this game licking their wounds again.
You're going to have to get pass rush through schemes and deception and stunts and twists. And they don't have a guy at edge that scares you. And you could say the same thing when everyone was healthy, going back to camp, even prior to camp, where a lot of people, oh my gosh, you got too much at edge. I was still saying, go out, get your Davion Clyde, go out and get someone on the edge. Like, they don't have a dude. And unfortunately, bringing it up a lot this week and for a long time now, they need to allocate serious resources moving forward at edge. And just looking at positional spending earlier today, cornerback position, they haven't been outside of the top 10 in cornerback spending since 2017. They've been in the top 10 ever since then, 2018 through now, and that's 1 year of Ozzie, of course, the rest with Eric DaCosta. They haven't been top 10 in spending on the edge since 2013, and that was when they had Terrell Suggs and Elvis Dumervil. You look at each year with Eric DaCosta, the spending at edge, 31st in 2019. They were 13th in 2020. That was when Matt Judon was tagged. 30th, 23rd, 26th, 29th. This year, they're 16th. Because Adafe Owe is playing on a fifth-year option. So they've only been in the top half in spending twice in this stretch.
Here's the other thing. They don't have any edge dudes, but they did have one dude inside, and that's Nnamdi Matabike. And before I get where I went down a rabbit hole earlier today, here's Harbs yesterday talking about Matabike's injury.
I would say I am concerned about it, but I'm not really in a position to comment on it right now. I haven't been given the okay to comment on it at this point. He's not going to play this week, I can tell you that. And we're going to have to see going forward when they know what they need to know.
So he's got a neck injury. Mm-hmm. And now he's got what the head coach is describing as a concerning neck injury. And I just started thinking this morning, how many guys come back from neck injuries when they're major? Like, if Nnamdi Matabike, God forbid.
How far down the rabbit hole did you go?
I went and looked at his contract. It's a 51.9 dead cap if he retires. That's where I went. Like that. That's where I ended up going when I thought, well, what if this guy doesn't ever play again? What's the cap hit on that? Now, granted, you can restructure,
yeah.
But that's there. You got to pay the piper at some point. But that's $52 million.
Well, I'm not. They got a billionaire who runs this team and makes money hand over fist. So my concern isn't that. My concern would be Nnamdi Matabike being robbed of what should be the prime of his career if something like that were to happen, and My thought would be this team is in deep trouble, not this year, but for years to come, because there aren't that many top five D tackles around. And for me, he's a top five D tackle. And even last year, as we picked apart how some of that season wasn't what the previous season was, it was still a difference maker. It was still someone who affected the way you had to prepare to face the Baltimore Ravens, even when the $20 million linebacker behind him was playing like a $5 million linebacker. And even when they had two safeties out there who shouldn't have been on the team, let alone starting, Matabike still held some things together. And he's an absolute difference maker. And they're I don't know how good of a defense they were going to be with him. I don't think they were going to be great. I think they could have been good enough to be a playoff defense as long as the offense can score 35 on anybody. But without him?
That's a big hole.
Without him? I think it's a bottom five NFL defense. I don't think all those corners are going to do a damn stopping the run and do a damn rushing the passer enough to be worth what they're being paid. I think this thing has a chance to completely undermine itself.
By the way, he didn't practice today. Broderick Washington didn't practice today. Ronnie Stanley has now not practiced for two straight days. No Ricard, obviously. Travis Jones was back at practice today. And Kyle Van Noy, while not practicing, was working on an adjacent field. So this is a banged-up team heading into Kansas City.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, scheme it up, do whatever you think you can do. I think the two guys who got elevated from one from the practice squad and one who got signed yesterday, I think they're going to be up and I think they're going to be playing, and they might have to play more than anybody would want.
Well, they signed two guys, Tupou and the guy from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So they might both be playing. Yeah, who was the former first-round pick? I think he was taken ahead of Lamar Jackson by Jacksonville.
34.5 rushing yards, Isaiah Pacheco.
You're taking the over?
Yeah.
You taking the over, Jason?
I think that one could cash in, honestly, in the first quarter.
Wow. We have a monster Thursday show. We're very busy. A lot of football. We'll get some baseball. Orioles are playing their final home game of the season as we speak, trailing Tampa 3-1. But we will keep it up to date as we go. But guest-wise on this program, Tony Gwynn Jr. talking baseball at 2:30 on Odyssey MLB Insider. Odyssey NFL Insider, easy for me to say. Brian Baldinger, Baldy joins us at 3. Lucy Burge from DraftKings, she joins us every week for Best Bets and Nonsense at 4 o'clock. And Cynthia Freeland, who is a Lions fan, but also loves the Ravens.
Yes.
So very curious from NFL Network to see what she has to say about that Monday Night Football game.
Got a lot to get to. How many we got at this finale?
Looks like there's some people there.
Yeah.
I'll say
it's a fitting end to this season, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it's something. It's something. They got 3 in the Bronx, and then
they should have scheduled it at 9 a.m.
Breakfast at Camden Yards?
Yeah.
I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I like that idea. So, coming up next, what's out there on the street? What could the Ravens add at D-line? Well, we're going to tell you next.
A lot to appreciate.
Yes.
A lot of pass rush on the street to appreciate, you think?
Yeah, I'm
from the Appreciation King?
Yeah, we're going to find out next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.